I'll go just about anywhere to feel Abraham Lincoln's presence. I've driven to his out-of-the-way boyhood homes in Kentucky and Indiana. I've walked in his footsteps at the White House and Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. And of course, I've explored every touchstone in his home state of Illinois, no matter how obscure. In a town called Petersburg, I tramped through a farmer's field to get to a small pioneer graveyard. I climbed over a rusty fence and found the tombstone for Ann Rutledge. Yes, I was trespassing on private property, but I couldn't help myself. I just had to see the spot where Lincoln's first love was buried. You'd think someone so obsessed with Abraham Lincoln sites would have visited the one only 30 minutes from his house in Madison. But believe it or not, I'd never heard of Lincoln's connection to Janesville until I happened to read about it at a highway rest stop last year. Turns out I had sped right past a little-known Lincoln shrine dozens of times on Interstate 90 without even realizing it. So here's the story. In 1859, Abraham Lincoln visited Wisconsin to warm up for his first presidential campaign. He gave a speech in Milwaukee and then one in Beloit. Fellow Republican William Talman met him there and invited him to speak in nearby Janesville. He even offered to put Lincoln up for the night with his family. Lincoln accepted the spontaneous offer. The Talmans lived in a stunning 26-room mansion overlooking the Rock River. Lincoln wasn't their only guest, but they planned to kick that less distinguished visitor out of the room so he could have it to himself. But Honest Abe would hear none of that. Humble as ever, he insisted on sharing the room with his fellow guest. At the time, people often left boots outside their doors at night. That way, a servant could clean them and return them by morning. But when Lincoln woke up the next day, his own boots had not reappeared by the door. He felt too embarrassed to come to breakfast in his stocking feet, so he simply stayed in his room. His modesty caused him to miss the train back to Illinois. The Talmans found the boots and apologized. Lincoln now had time on his hands, so he worshiped with the family at Janesville's First Congregational Church. He spent one more night with them and finally managed to catch his train back home. The Talman House still stands and is now known as the Lincoln Talman House. The Rock County Historical Society conducts tours, clearly proud of Janesville's encounter with an American legend. True, Abraham Lincoln spent only two nights there, but that was enough time to put his stamp on the place. What's more Lincoln-esque than refusing special treatment or missing a train over stocking feet? As far as I'm concerned, the Lincoln Talman House is just as mythic as any pioneer graveyard in Illinois. Next time I need to feel Abraham Lincoln's presence, I can do so right here in Wisconsin.